November 29, the ministry of heavenly angels. Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation? Hebrews 1:14. The Lord does not leave in darkness those who follow all the light given them, but sends his angels to communicate with them. Cornelius was living in accordance with the instruction given in the Old Testament scriptures, and the Lord sent a messenger to tell him what to do. God could have given Cornelius all the instruction he needed by the angel, but this was not his plan. His purpose was to place Cornelius in connection with those who had been receiving knowledge from on high, whose work it was to impart this knowledge to those seeking for light. Thus God always deals with his people. Send men to Joppa, the angel said, and call for one Simon, whose surname is Peter. He lodges with one Simon, a tanner, whose house is by the seaside. He shall tell thee what thou oughtest to do. Acts 10:5-6. Cornelius obeyed the instruction given. He united with the church and became a useful and influential laborer together with God. This instance should be a comfort and strength to us. Let those who are in the service of God study closely the relation existing between heaven and earth. Heaven and earthly instrumentalities are to unite in the great work of communicating light to those who are in darkness. Heavenly angels are to communicate blessings to us, and we in turn are to impart them to our fellow beings. Notice the commendation given to Cornelius. Thy prayers and thine alms are come up for a memorial before God. Verse 4. His faithfulness was recognized in heaven. God saw that he was a man fit to be entrusted with greater light and larger responsibilities because he had made a right use of the talents lent to him. We are to regard our stewardship as a sacred responsibility. We are to trade diligently upon the talents entrusted to us. As we do this, God will recognize our faithful endeavor and will give us increased ability for service. God is seeking to prepare his people to bear fruit to his glory. Paul says, "We are laborers together with God. Ye are God's husbandry, ye are God's building." 1 Corinthians 3:9, Manuscript 67, November 29, 1900. Words of instruction to the church.